Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled, The Messiah and His Kingdom Have a Forerunner. The Old Testament prophetically tells of a forerunner who goes before the Messiah to call Israel to repentance. Before the kingdom can come, Israel must first come to repentance. As Peter indicated in Acts 3, 19-21, this forerunner, as prophesied by Isaiah 700 years in advance, was John the Baptist. Isaiah 40, verse 3 says, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. John the Baptist came preaching, Repent, for the kingdom is at hand. Matthew 3, 2. The king was now here and about to be introduced to Israel. Therefore, the offer of the kingdom was being made on the condition of repentance. Sadly, Israel did not repent, and the kingdom offer was put on hold. But there is one more aspect to the forerunner story. We find that Elijah in the Old Testament was a type of John the Baptist. Turns out there are two aspects to the forerunner story. John the Baptist fulfilled one aspect related to the first coming, but there is another aspect yet to be fulfilled in the person of Elijah in relation to Christ's second coming. John the Baptist clearly said he was not Elijah, as seen in John 1:21. John the Baptist was not Elijah, but he was a type of Elijah who came in the spirit and power of Elijah. Before the birth of John the Baptist, an angel told his father Zacharias in Luke 1:17, quote, He will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. It was in this sense of typology that Jesus said that John the Baptist was Elijah. Matthew 11:14. And if you are willing to receive it, Jesus said, he, speaking of John the Baptist, is Elijah, who is to come. And again in Mark 9:13, But I say to you that Elijah has come, and they did to him whatever they wished, as it is written of him. John the Baptist's message was not received, not by the leaders, not by the majority in Israel. The people did not repent, and so the kingdom did not come. And so the mission of the forerunner, in that sense, was left unfulfilled. But it must yet be fulfilled. Following the prophecy of the forerunner in Isaiah 40, verse 3, we read on in Isaiah 40, verses 4 and 5. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Yes, the voice crying in the wilderness was partially fulfilled in the ministry of John the Baptist, but the response of genuine repentance was missing. Everything was not made straight. The glory of the Lord was not revealed to all flesh in terms of the kingdom glory. That is yet future. And this aspect will yet be fulfilled in the person of another forerunner by the name of Elijah. Elijah will one day be brought back to life, not in glorified form, but revived in his mortal body. He will then bring to complete fulfillment the forerunner prophecies. Malachi 4:5, Behold, I send to you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. To this day, the Jews are waiting for Elijah to come. At Passover, they set an empty chair for him, and then during the meal, someone will go and see if he is at the door. They are still expecting Elijah to come before the Messiah comes. And in this, they are right. They just don't understand this Elijah coming is in reference to his second coming. Matthew 17:11, Jesus answered and said to them, Indeed, Elijah is coming first and will restore all things. Revelation 11:3 says, And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. We believe that one of these two special witnesses in the tribulation period will be Elijah. And in my view, the other one is probably Moses. J. Vernon McGee summarizes, John the Baptist had come in the spirit of Elijah. If they had accepted Jesus as the Messiah, John would have been the fulfillment of the prophecy. However, since they did not accept Jesus as their Messiah at his first coming, the prophecy of Elijah as his forerunner would be fulfilled at his second coming. End of quote. When you put all the Elijah references together, it is clear that a double reference to Elijah is in view in the scriptures. John the Baptist was a typical fulfillment. He was the forerunner who came in the spirit and power of Elijah and had Israel accepted Jesus as their Messiah at that time. All those Elijah prophecies would have been fulfilled in him. However, God knows all things and knew that they wouldn't. Hence, there is yet another literal fulfillment of Elijah as the forerunner to the second coming of Messiah. As it turns out, Christ has two comings. And at each coming, the Elijah-like forerunner is in view. Typically, John the Baptist fulfilled this in regard to his first coming, but the actual Elijah will literally fulfill it completely in relation to his second coming. Before the kingdom can come, before the kingdom can come, there must be a fulfillment of the forerunner who succeeds in bringing Israel to repentance. This is yet future and will ultimately be fulfilled in the person of Elijah. Then the kingdom will come. Until then, we are praying, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen, Lord. We are praying for the kingdom to come, knowing that Israel must first come to repentance, and Elijah the forerunner must first come. And Lord, we know where John the Baptist did not succeed in that sense. Yes, he fulfilled his part in your plan. He was the forerunner. But yet there is a complete fulfillment as found in the person of Elijah, as seen in the prophetic scriptures. So, Lord, in the meantime, you're building your church. We have work to do. Help us to be faithful about our Father's business. And we do look forward to the kingdom, and we are continuing to pray that it would come in due season according to your perfect timing for your glory. And I pray in Christ's name. Amen.